to worship with you.
弟兄姊妹们好，非常好，能够和弟兄姊妹一起来敬拜神。
I'm always just so blessed by our worship together, and I find it that the Lord just finds our worship of Him today so precious.
我常常和弟兄姊妹一起敬拜的时候，觉得受了祝福。
I came and I was able to join you back in March, no, in May, and here we are 2 seasons later, and we are here meeting remotely.
我记得上一次和弟兄姊妹交通是在5月份啊，现在到了9月份啊，又一次来到大家当中。
Our church works continuing to still meet remotely as well.
我们的教会也是在线上聚会。
And I pray for God's protection and wisdom to be with you all as well as a church.
我也祷告神也与你们同在，能够来保护和来祝福大家。
Let's look at God's word together. Again, as our brother mentioned, we're going to be looking at John chapter 4.
我们一起看一下神的话，也就是在约翰福音第四章，弟兄刚才提到的。
And let me share my screen so that you can follow along with me as well.
我把我的这个电脑的这个屏幕向大家展现。
Just one second, please.
稍等一下。
Okay, are you able to see this?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay, share. Hopefully. Can you see this screen?
It's loading. Yeah, 正在。Yeah, we can see
okay,
it.
Okay, the Gospel of John. Wonderful, thank you. So today we're going to be studying Jesus' interaction with a Samaritan woman at the well.
今天我们会交通到主耶稣在井边与撒玛利亚妇人的交流。
Let's start with verses 1 through 26.
我们看第四章的1到26节。
And I'll read it first in English, and then brother, if you can read it for us in Chinese, please.
弟兄先读英文，我来读中文。
We read there, it says, When Jesus learned that the Pharisees had heard he was making and baptizing more disciples than John, though Jesus himself was not baptizing, but his disciples were, he left Judea and went again to Galilee. He had to travel through Samaria, so he came to a town of Samaria called Sychar, near the property that Jacob had given his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, worn out from his journey, sat down at the well. It was about noon. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Give me a drink, Jesus said to her, because his disciples had gone into town to buy food. How is it that you, a Jew, ask for a drink from me, a Samaritan woman, she asked him, for Jews do not associate with Samaritans. Jesus answered, if you knew the gift of God and who is saying to you, give me a drink, you would ask him and he would give you living water. Sir, the woman said, you don't even have a bucket and the well is deep. So where do you get this living water? You aren't greater than our father Jacob, are you? He gave us the well and drank from it himself. As did his sons and livestock. Jesus said, everyone who drinks from this water will get thirsty again. But whoever drinks from the water that I will give him will never get thirsty again. In fact, the water I will give him will become a well of water springing up in him for eternal life. Sir, the woman said to him, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and come here to draw water. Go call your husband, he told her, and come back here. I don't have a husband, she answered. You have correctly said, I don't have a husband, Jesus said, for you've had 5 husbands, and the man you now have is not your husband. What you have said is true. Sir, the woman replied, I see that you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, but you Jews say that the place to worship is in Jerusalem. Jesus told her, believe me, woman, an hour is coming when you will worship the Father, neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, because salvation is from the Jews. But an hour is coming and is now here when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Such people to worship him. And those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. The woman said to him, I know that the Messiah is coming, who is called Christ. When he comes, he will explain everything to us. And Jesus told her, I, the one speaking to you, am he.
约翰福音四章第一节，主知道法利赛人听见他收门徒，施洗比约翰还多， 其实不是耶稣亲自施洗，乃是他的门徒施洗。他就离了犹太，又往加利利去，必须经过撒玛利亚。于是到了撒玛利亚的一座城，名叫叙加，靠近雅各给他儿子约瑟的那块地，在那里有雅各井。耶稣因走路困乏，就坐在井旁。那时约有五正，有一个撒玛利亚的妇人来打水。耶稣对她说：“请你给我水喝。”那时门徒进城买食物去了。撒玛利亚的妇人对他说：“你既是犹太人，怎么向我一个撒玛利亚妇人要水喝呢？”原来犹太人和撒玛利亚人没有来往。耶稣回答说：“你若知道神的恩赐和对你说给我水喝的是谁，你必早求他，他也必早给了你活水。”妇人说：“先生，没有打水的器具，井又深，你从哪里得活水呢？我们的祖宗雅各将这井留给我们，他自己和儿子并牲畜也都喝这井里的水，难道你比他还大吗？”耶稣回答说：“凡喝这水的，还要再渴。人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。”妇人说：“先生，请把这水赐给我，叫我不渴，也不用来这么远打水。”耶稣说：“你去叫你丈夫也到这里来。”妇人说：“我没有丈夫。”耶稣说：“你说没有丈夫是不错的。你已经有五个丈夫，你现在有的并不是你的丈夫。你这话是真的。”妇人说：“先生，我看出你是先知。我们的祖宗在这山上敬礼拜，你们倒说应当礼拜的地方是耶路撒冷。”耶稣说：“妇人，你当信我，时候将到，你们拜父也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。你们所拜的，你们不知道；我们所拜的，我们知道。因为救恩是从犹太人出来的。时候将到，如今就是了。那真正拜父的，要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。”妇人说：“我知道弥赛亚，就是那称为基督的要来，他来了，必将一切的事都告诉我们。”耶稣说：“这和你说话的就是他。
”Amen. Thank you, brother.
Amen.
Before we look at Jesus in our passage, I first want to focus on this woman at the well.
我们在提到耶稣在井边的时候，我们要首先谈这个在井边的女人。
And especially in this chapter that we look at today, the key is going to be to pay attention to the small details.
特别在我们今天交通的这个章节，我们要对这个细节特别留心。
And one of the most important things we can learn about this woman is from a very small detail in a passage.
对这个女人的认识也是有非常多的细节可以认识。
Because we're told that this woman came to the community well at the sixth hour, which is 12 o'clock p.m., 12 noon.
这个女人呢是在中午的时候来到井边。
History tells us that no one would ever do this at this time.
在历史上很少有人在这个时间来到井边。
Samaria was a very hot area, very dry area, so everyone would either get their water at, well, Samaria was a very hot and dry area.
撒玛利亚是非常干燥也非常炎热的地方。
And everyone would either get their water early in the morning or late at night when the sun wasn't at its fullest.
大家都是在早晨或者晚上，在太阳不毒的时候来到井边。
But we're told here that this woman, she chose to get her water at the precise time when it was hottest outside.
这个女人却是在最热的时候，一天最热的时候到井边来打水。
And what we notice about this woman is that she is hiding.
我们知道这个女人好像是在躲避。
This is how she lives her life.
这是她生活的方式。
She doesn't want anyone to ever see her.
她不想让人看见她。
She doesn't want anyone to see her or talk to her or judge her.
她不想让人看见她或者和她交流或者是来定罪她。
And so even though it was the most inconvenient time to go and get her water because of the heat, this woman chose to get it at this time because she wanted to continue to hide.
虽然那个时候并不方便，也是非常炎热，但是她为了躲避人，她在这个时候来打水。
Why was this woman hiding?
为什么她要躲避呢？
In verses 16 to 18, we're told that this woman had five husbands in her life.
在16到18节讲到这个妇人有过五个丈夫。
And she's currently living with another man who is also not her husband.
她现在的人，男人并不是她的丈夫。
This was a very conservative society. Divorce was only allowed under very specific conditions.
在那个时代是非常保守的，离婚是非常有限的，在很多情况下不允许。
A person could be killed, actually, for their unfaithfulness, for their infidelity.
若是人不忠，可以为此献上生命的代价。
So a woman living like this woman that we see today, she would be completely judged and looked down upon for her sinful life.
这样的女人刚提到的这个撒玛利亚妇人将会受到众人的审判。
And so this woman, she lives a life of constant hiding, trying to avoid everyone all the time.
所以她就在经常的躲避当中，躲避众人的这样的定罪。
And at this time, I would like to kind of introduce for us a particular word.
我们这时候可以提到一个字。
And the word is stronghold.
这个就是一个坚固的一个堡垒。
A stronghold is a fortress, it's a castle or a center.
是一个坚固的堡垒，像一个城堡一样，能够抵抗敌人的攻击。
It's a military term where a base would be set up for operations.
是一个军事上的一个术语，是在军事当中的一个点。
In a battle or a war, an enemy would set up a stronghold in an enemy's land.
在这个战争中呢，敌人会在他的这个地域能够建立这样的一个据点。
And a spiritual stronghold, it operates in the same way.
在属灵上，这个据点也是一样的道理。
Our enemy, the devil, he looks to set up spaces and places in our lives where he can set up strongholds.
这个仇敌也就是魔鬼，他也会在属灵当中建立各种据点。He's
looking for spaces to expand his influence in our lives.
他要借着这样点能够来扩大他的影响。
One particular scholar, he describes, defines stronghold as this.
有一个学者他这样来定义这样的这个属灵的据点。He
calls it a sin expressed in a person's thoughts, beliefs, attitudes, philosophies, and values that oppose the truth of God.
他定义就是所有的这种罪是用过人的思想、情感或者是这样的一些的道德的准则，但是呢背离神的真理。
And one thing we must know also about spiritual strongholds is that they don't magically appear out of the blue.
这些的也不是从好像天降来没有任何的针对。
They are built and they are established over a period of time.
而它是在一个阶段来一点一点的建造的。
Strongholds, they start when we allow sin to enter into our lives and when we don't deal with our sin through confession and repentance, they grow and they build.
若是我们不承认我们的罪，这些据点就借着我们的罪可以能够形成，并且很大的实力。
And it leads to this very deadly cycle of sin leading to strongholds, leading to greater sin, to greater strongholds, to more sin.
这样就形成一个恶性的循环，从罪出发建立据点，并且这个据点会借着罪的增加越来越的强大。
For example, when we think of King David, we think of him as this great man of God who defeated the giant Goliath.
大卫，他是在我们看来是一个战胜巨人的一个英雄。
But when we look at his entire life, we also see other instances in his life too.
但是我们看他大卫的一生，我们看到也有一些的例子。
And in 2 Samuel chapter 11, we read there about a time when David, he would forget his identity as the spiritual leader of God's people.
在撒母耳记后面，后书的时候也讲到这个大卫会忘记他自己的身份。
He's supposed to be at war, but he just takes a night off and stays home.
他应该在征战当中，指挥征战，但是他却在家中悠闲。
And the story continues, and we find that while he's relaxing at home, he's on his roof, and he looks out and he sees a beautiful naked woman taking a bath.
这个故事就讲到大卫在他的房顶上看到有一个女人在洗澡。
And David, he desires her, he lusts after her, and he commits adultery with her.
大卫就里面就来渴慕这个女人和他犯了这个奸淫的罪。
And it gets very complicated because we find out that she becomes pregnant now.
并且后来这个女人也怀孕。
And David now has to try to cover up his sins, so he has the woman's husband Uriah come from the battle where David should be, and he tells him to come home.
大卫呢，就为了掩盖这个罪，就使这个战士乌利亚这个女人的丈夫回到他面前。
To cover up his sin, he tells this husband, "Stay home, relax, and enjoy your wife."
为了掩盖他的罪，他让乌利亚从战场上回来与他的妻子同寝。
But this doesn't work, and David has to lie over and over again. He tries over and over again, and nothing really works.
但是这没有成功，所以大卫就一直在一个谎言接一个谎言，要来把他的罪掩盖下来。
So in the end, David, he actually becomes very desperate, and he has this husband Uriah killed in battle to cover up his sin.
所以大卫最后就绝望了，甚至让乌利亚在正产中被谋杀。
Going back to the beginning of the story, I don't think King David woke up that morning and said, "I'm going to commit adultery today."
在我们回到这故事的起初，我们相信大卫在那个早晨起来的时候不会说我要犯奸淫的罪。
I don't think he woke up and said, "I'm going to kill an innocent man today."
他也不会说他打算要杀一个无辜的人。
No, as we see, his sin is unchecked. It grows and it builds up and it becomes something huge and terrible.
我们可以看到是这个罪，他起初的罪若不对付，这个罪就会最后弄得非常可怕。
And what we have to learn is that when we allow sin to enter in our lives, if it's not dealt with, then it gives the devil a foothold.
我们应该明白，若是罪，我们的身上的罪不得到对付，这个仇敌就会进到我们里面。
And it becomes an opportunity, a stronghold for the devil to expand his influence and power in our lives.
这就成为魔鬼仇敌的在我们身上的据点来扩大他的影响。
So spiritual strongholds of sin, they are built progressively over time when we submit to the enemy and they lead to spiritual bondage.
所以属灵的这些据点就是我们要小心不要让这个成为仇敌来辖制我们的地方。
In our passage, when we see this Samaritan woman here, we see someone who is struggling and suffering from many spiritual strongholds of sin for a very long time in her life.
在这个约翰福音四章看到的这个妇人，就是在多年的当中，罪成为她一点一点成为她的捆绑。
She is suffering from strongholds like fear and shame.
她因为这样的据点，就非常的惧怕，也非常的这个躲避。
And as a result, she continues to hide, not wanting to be seen by anyone in the community.
因为这个原因，她就继续的来躲藏，不愿意和人打交道。
At this point, it's necessary for us to ask ourselves a question, several questions actually.
在这时候，我们可以问我们自己几个问题。
Quite simply, how do we live our lives in hiding from other people?
就是我们如何来这个躲避别人来。
What am I so afraid of in my own life?
我们在我们的生活中到底我们惧怕什么？
What am I so ashamed about?
我们的这些羞耻到底在哪里？
What am I so worried about people finding out the truth about me?
我们担心别人在我们身上发现什么真实的东西？
For so many of us, we're afraid of what others think about us.
我们很多时候非常的害怕别人来对我们的评论。
And we're really oftentimes so insecure and fearful to tell people about school or job or salary or home or family and friends or our achievements.
我们常常很不愿意把我们自己的个人的情况、工作、家庭各方面和别人分享。
And I'm not saying that these things are...all bad, of course, because they are all truly blessings from God, and we should be thankful for them.
我们不是说我们很多事情并不是好的，而甚至我们很多都是从神而得来的祝福，是好的。
But as people of God, we cannot be defined by these things in our hearts and lives.
但是我们并不是因为我们所拥有的这些来决定我们是什么样的人。
Be thankful for your job, but don't be defined by your job or your position or title.
我们为我们的工作、我们的职位，我们来感谢神。但是呢，这些工作职位不是我们是什么人的这样的一个表述，
Don't find your identity or worth in your salary.
不是我们的价值不在于我们挣多少钱。
Be thankful for your education, but don't find your identity in your worth in your education.
为着神给我们的教育，我们感谢神。但是呢，我们不因为我们的教育来定我们的价值。
Because if we find our identity, we find our value in these things, these temporary things from earth, then we will live a life in some ways of hiding, like this Samaritan woman that we see today.
若是我们的所事和我们的价值是在于这些事情的话，我们就会成为像撒玛利亚的妇人，常常会躲避。
Now that we've taken a look at this woman, let's now move the focus onto Jesus. Let's look at Jesus now.
我们看过这个妇人，我们再来看耶稣。
And there's a particular, again, small detail in our passage that teaches us something so important about Jesus and what his purpose was in coming to earth.
有很小的细节可以来显示我们的主耶稣是怎样的人。
In verse 4 of our passage, we read that Jesus, he had to travel through Samaria.
在第四节说到主耶稣必须经过撒玛利亚。
In the original Greek that this is written in, the language is even stronger than this, actually.
在希腊的原文中，这个字呢，甚至更加的强。
The original Greek tells us that it was necessary for Jesus, it was required for Jesus to go through Samaria.
在希腊原文中说到是主耶稣要必须的没有办别的办法，必须经过撒玛利亚。
I have a map here of Judea and Samaria and Galilee.
我有一个地图向大家看这个有犹大撒玛利亚地区的地图。
And we see, of course, Judea to the south and Samaria in between Judea and Galilee.
我们看到呢，犹大是在南边上面是加利利和这个地区，然后要经过中间的撒玛利亚地带。
And it's very interesting because technically speaking, Jesus did not have to go through Samaria.
但是呢，实际上呢，主耶稣确实有别的路可以不经过撒玛利亚。
Of course, he could have gone to the left and gone through the sea.
因为他在可以在这个地图的左边经过坐船可以过来。
Or he could have gone east and gone over the Jordan River, gone and crossed over the Jordan River again to get into Galilee, avoiding Samaria entirely.
或者在我们的右边，就是东边，可以经过约旦河，然后绕过撒玛利亚到犹大地。
So, geographically speaking, Jesus did not have to go through Samaria.
所以在地理上他可以不经过撒玛利亚。
So why does it say it here? I believe it's because Jesus from the very beginning was planning to have what I would call a divine appointment with this woman at the well.
所以为什么说必须经过呢？这里我的理解就是，这是主耶稣和撒玛利亚妇人有一个非常神圣的约会。
Jesus was waiting for this exact moment, precisely at the exact time, when this woman would probably make her only public appearance for the day.
耶稣就在这个时间特定的时间，知道撒玛利亚妇人要在这里，他就在这里遇到她。
And because Jesus wanted to meet with her and teach her, it was absolutely necessary for him to travel through Samaria to do this.
所以，因为主要见到这个妇人，并且要教导她，所以说到必须，主必须经过撒玛利亚。
And at this point, I would like for us to consider this question now of what is a Samaritan?
在这个时候，我问大家一个问题：这个撒玛利亚到底是什么？
A Samaritan was originally a Jewish person.
这个撒玛利亚人呢，实际上可以回溯到这个以色列人当中。
There were Jews who were conquered by Gentiles, non-Jewish people.
他是些犹太人，当时被那些非犹太人所征服。
And over time, these defeated Israelites, they started to marry and have families with these Gentile people.
这些被征服的犹太人呢，就和其他的别的民族的人通婚。
And as their blood and as their ethnicity began to mix, so did their religion too.
当他们的血缘进行混杂的时候，他们的宗教信仰也进行了混杂。
So these intermarried mixed religion people became the Samaritan people.
这些混杂的犹太人就成为这些撒玛利亚人。
And the Jewish hated the Samaritan people.
犹太人非常憎恶撒玛利亚人。
And the Samaritans hated them right back too throughout history.
撒玛利亚人呢也反过来恨恶这些犹太人。
And I think it is necessary for us to see this piece, especially in light of what's going on in our nation today in many ways.
我们想到这一点也联想到我们现在美国的光景。
When we read what was written by Jewish people about Samaritans, we see clearly how Jewish people viewed Samaritans.
当我们看到犹太人的他的写的著作的时候，我们就看到犹太人对于撒玛利亚人的态度。
They viewed them as traitors to their nation.
他们把撒玛利亚人当成犹太国的叛徒。
Jewish people, they viewed Samaritans as dirty, filthy, mixed blood people.
把撒玛利亚人当成是肮脏污秽的那些人。
For the Jewish people, there was nothing worse or lower than a Samaritan person.
对于犹太人来说，没有更比撒玛利亚人更低下的人。
In their eyes, Samaritans were seen as lower than animals even.
甚至在他们眼中，在犹太人眼中，撒玛利亚人甚至比那些动物还不如。
And for Jewish people, they hated Samaritans so much that they wouldn't even utter the word Samaritan from their lips.
对于犹太人，他们这么的憎恶撒玛利亚人，甚至他的口中都不说撒玛利亚人这个词。
After his resurrection and after his ascension into heaven, Jesus would give these words to his disciples.
当耶稣复活升天以后，他对于他门徒有怎样的吩咐呢？
And he says there in Acts 1:8, which is the key verse of the entire book of Acts, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
在这个《使徒行传》的第一章第八节，也是整个《使徒行传》的中心经节。他说：“但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。”
And it's very interesting because, of course, when Jesus spoke this message to his disciples, they were in Jerusalem.
我们知道，当主向他们说话的时候，这些的门徒是在 耶路撒冷。
And you see this kind of funneling out as he calls them, be my witnesses here in Jerusalem, and go to Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
你看到主的吩咐有这样一个扩张，从耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚直到地极。
And I was doing some reading recently, and one scholar, he put it this way. In Christianity today, he said, go ahead, brother, you can translate that first.
我在读一些的材料，这里面有一个学者这样来说道。
And he writes, I think most churches do reasonably well in equipping members to reach their Jerusalem, those in close proximity like neighbors, co-workers, fellow soccer parents, and in Judea, people residing in other parts of the country or world, but who are mostly like us. Relatives, fellow employees in other locations, or the guy in the seat next to you on a plane. And we engage lots around the ends of the earth these days, as record numbers of us head off to Haiti, Guatemala, or Africa on short-term mission trips.
我这里面读到的一个弟兄所写的，就是在很多现在大部分的教会呢，他是让他的教会的成员能够 很好的在这个耶路撒冷所代表的范围，也就是我们非常接近的邻居啊、同工啊、我们一起的这些的亲戚朋友啊，在这个在犹大所代表的这个，就是讲到很多其他的世界的各个其他的地方啊，也有啊我们的很多的一些的这个亲戚和我们的朋友和很多其他地方的这些的雇员。 但是呢，还有一个部分，这里所提到的就是，所撒玛利亚所代表的啊，就是在更远的地方，它有像海地呀、啊，在其他的非洲啊，很多地方有些短宣的这样的一些的这些一些的活动，都属于更远的撒玛利亚或者地级所代表的意义。
Thank you, brother. I know this is not easy to translate, but the scholar goes on. He writes this. He says, "But when is the last time you were challenged to reach into Samaria?" Again, we do a good job with Jerusalem and Judea and to the ends of the earth, but when was the last time you were challenged to reach into Samaria? For Jews living in Jesus' day, Samaria represented those half-breed dogs to the north who were in love with their pagan idols. Stories like the Good Samaritan that might have a nostalgic ring to our ears came off to first century Jews as a contradiction of terms at best and repulsive at worst. Samaritans represent the outcasts, the people we are most repulsed by and want nothing to do with.
我们刚才，我们弟兄刚才读的那一段是主要讲到耶路撒冷犹太全体和直到地极我们神作的工作，但是我们常常忽略的是在主的话中的撒玛利亚所代表的，因为撒玛利亚在犹太人的一念中，他所代表的甚至是连狗都不如的啊，在这些人呢是常常是社会中所忽略的，是一些社会一些底层的人啊。我们的工作怎么能够反映到神在使徒行传中所给我们的托付啊？这是我们应该思考的。
And so I think the key question for us to ask at this point is, what is your Samaria?
我对你的问题就是说，我们的这些撒玛利亚人到底是谁？
Or maybe better put, the better question is, who is your Samaria?
或者更好的一个问题就是，谁是你的撒玛利亚人？
As this author writes, who are the people that you are repulsed by, the people that you want nothing to do with?
就像刚才读的这个作者所说的，哪些人是你所不喜欢的，不愿意交往的人？
Who are the people that you are prejudiced toward, the people that even you may hate deep in your heart?
谁是那些你非常偏见的，在你心中非常恨恶的人？
These people, they are our Samaria.
这些人就是我们的撒玛利亚人。
Jesus, in our passage here, he destroys the walls, destroys the barriers that we set up in our society when it comes to issues even on race and ethnicity and culture.
我们刚才读的《使徒行传》1章8节，讲到主耶稣就是那个拆毁、隔断我们中间的墙的那一位，甚至种族的这些界限，神都拆毁。Jesus,
he could have discriminated against this woman because of her background, because of her race, but we see Jesus instead, he waits for her and he speaks with her.
主耶稣可以因为这个妇女的背景和她的种族来歧视她，但是我们看到主耶稣确实没有这样做。
And we actually find that this is the longest recorded conversation that Jesus has with anyone in all of the Gospels.
我们看到在福音书中，甚至我们刚才读的这段话是主耶稣所做的一个最长的一个话语的和人的所交谈的记录。
And as Jesus ministers to her, he offers her something so much greater than the physical water that she was expecting that day.
当主与他交流的时候，他给这个妇人的所供给的远远不止这个地上的水所代表的。Jesus
says to her, if you knew the gift of God and who is saying to you, give me a drink, you would ask him and he would give you living water, verse 10. And in verses 13 and 14, everyone who drinks from this water will get thirsty again. But whoever drinks from the water that I will give him will never get thirsty again. In fact, the water I give him will become a well of water springing up in him for eternal life.
十节，耶稣回答说：“你若知道神的恩赐和对你说给我水喝的是谁，你必早求他，他也必早给你活水。”十三、十四节也说到，耶稣回答说：“凡喝这水的，好像要再渴；人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。”
What is this living water that Jesus is offering to the Samaritan woman?
这个活水，主耶稣所给他的是什么呢？
One of the best things we can do is interpret scripture with scripture, especially when it is written by the same author.
我们一个很好的办法就是用经来解经，特别是同一个作者的时候。
And later we see the Apostle John who wrote this passage, of course, he writes in John chapter 7, this passage. He says, on the last and most important day of the festival, Jesus stood up and cried out, if anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. The one who believes in me, as the scripture has said, will have streams of living water flow from deep within him. He said this about the Spirit. Those who believed in God and Jesus were going to receive the Spirit, for the Spirit had not yet been given because Jesus had not yet been glorified.
同一个作者约翰在七章第37节中这样讲：节期的末日就是最大之日，耶稣站着高声说：“人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。信我的人，就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。”耶稣这话是指着信他之人要受圣灵说的，那时还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。
What is this gift of living water?
这个恩赐的活水到底是什么？
We actually find out it is not an issue of what, but actually of who.
这不是什么，而是谁？
The correct answer is actually, of course, the Holy Spirit.
这个正确答案就是圣灵。
When we believe and receive in Jesus Christ,
当我们信并且接受耶稣基督的时候，
when we place our faith and our trust in Christ and the gospel message, we receive the Holy Spirit.
当我们相信主耶稣和他的福音，我们就得到这个圣灵。
And when we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, He springs up within us and He blesses us with eternal life.
当我们接受这个圣灵，圣灵在我里面成为那个永远的生命。
It's the same life. That just continues on forever. No, it is completely a transformed and new life.
这不只是一个说到存活到永远的生命，而是一个能够把我们彻底改变的生命。
The life that Jesus Christ He offers us offers to us through the gospel.
这就是耶稣借着他的福音赐给我们的。
And this is what we receive when we believe in Jesus and receive life from Him.
这是我们当信他的时候，我们从他得来的生命。
Why Jesus was waiting for this woman at the well, the Samaritan woman, to offer her the gift of the Holy Spirit.
这就是主耶稣等这个撒玛利亚人妇人在井边要给他的这个生命的恩赐。
Let's continue on in our passage. Let's look at verses 27 to 42, please.
我们再继续4章的从27节开始。
We read there, just then his disciples, Jesus' disciples arrived and they were amazed that he was talking with a woman. Yet no one said, what do you want or why are you talking with her? Then the woman left her water jar, went into town and told the people, come see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Messiah? They left the town and made their way to him. In the meantime, the disciples kept urging him, Rabbi, eat something. But he said, I have food to eat that you don't know about. The disciples said to one another, could someone have brought him something to eat? Will of him who sent me to finish his work, Jesus told them. Don't you say there are still 4 more months and then comes the harvest? Listen to what I'm telling you. Open your eyes and look at the fields because they are ready for harvest. The reaper is already receiving pay and gathering fruit for eternal life so that the sower and reaper can rejoice together. For in this case, the saying is true, one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap what you didn't labor for. Others have labored and you have benefited from their labor. Now, many Samaritans from the town believed in him because of what the woman said when she testified, he told me everything I ever did. So when the Samaritans came to him, they asked him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days. Many more people believed because of what he said, and they told the woman, we no longer believe because of what you said, since we have heard for ourselves and know that this is really the Savior of the world.
愿福音4章的27到42节，当下门徒回来，就稀奇耶稣和一个妇人说话，只是没有人说你是要什么，或说你为什么和他说话。那妇人就留下水罐子往城里去，对众人说：“你们来看，有一个人将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来了，莫非这就是基督吗？”众人就出城往耶稣那里去。这期间，门徒对耶稣说：“拉比，请吃。”耶稣说：“我有食物吃，是你们不知道的。”门徒就彼此对问说：“莫非有人拿什么给他吃吗？”耶稣说：“我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的工。你们岂不说到收割的时候还有4个月吗？我告诉你们，举目向天观看，庄稼已经熟了，可以收割了。收割的人得工价，积蓄五谷到永生。那撒种的和收割的一同快乐。俗语说，那人撒种，这人收割。这话可见是真的。我差你们去收你们所没有劳苦的，别人劳苦，你们享受他们所劳苦的。那城里有好些撒玛利亚人信了耶稣，因为那妇人做见证说，他将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来了。于是撒玛利亚人来见耶稣，求他在他们那里住下，他便在那里住了2天。因耶稣的话，信的人就更多了，便对妇人说，现在我们信，不是因为你的话，是我们亲自听见了，知道这真是救世主。
Amen.
阿门。
The passage continues here with Jesus' disciples now come to him, and they are shocked at what they are seeing.
这里我们读到的就是讲到门徒回来就非常惊奇，耶稣和一个妇人说话。
And we're told that they're not shocked because he's speaking with a Samaritan person, but because actually Jesus is speaking with a woman.
这里讲到不是说和一个撒玛利亚人说话，而是说和一个妇人说话，他们感到惊奇。
I know we've touched upon the issue of racism that the Bible discusses, but now we have to go maybe even to one that's maybe even more controversial and difficult to talk about.
我们刚才提到了这个种族这方面啊的情形，现在又讲到另一个问题。
Because now as the passage continues, I think it's necessary to talk about things like gender roles and gender inequality in many ways too.
这里我们所读到的就讲到一个对于性别这个情形。
I think when it comes to difficult topics like this, we can't base what we think just upon politics.
我们讲到这个性别的区别的时候，我们不能只是用政治来谈。
It can't be based upon our culture or our tradition where we say, well, in my family, we've always done it this way.
也不能只是从文化或者传统来讲。
And what we believe cannot be based just upon our personal opinions of, well, I think it should be done this way. That's not correct either.
个人的意见也不能成为这个主导。
As God's people, our standard is always upon the absolute truth of God's word.
作为神的儿女，我们的标准应该是建立在神的绝对的标准，神的话上。
And we need to allow the truth of God in His word to form what we think and believe on all issues and topics.
我们应该用神的真理来使得我们所有的这些的话题成为。
And so with that in mind, I would like to kind of consider what this topic of gender roles and the way that we should view men and women.
我们来谈到就是用神的话来看在性别上神的话怎么说。
Let's start at the very beginning. Back in Genesis, this is what we read in Genesis chapter 1.
我们回到启示录创世纪的第一章就讲到。
It says, then God said, let us make mankind in our image according to our likeness. They will rule the fish of the sea, the birds of the sky, the livestock, the whole earth, and the creatures that crawl on the earth. So God created man in his own image. He created him in the image of God. He created them male and female. God blessed them and God said to them, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth and subdue it. Rule the fish of the sea, the birds of the sky, and every creature that crawls on the earth.
创世纪的一章的21-28节这样讲，神说我们要照着我们的形象，按照我们的样式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼，空中的鸟，地上的牲畜和全地，并地上所爬的一切昆虫。神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。神就赐福给他们，又对他们说，要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地，也要管理海里的鱼，空中的鸟和地上各样行动的活物。
So here at the pinnacle of creation, at the climax of creation, God, he creates human beings in his own image. And we're told that he creates us both male and female.
在这里的创世纪中，神的创造的高峰就是照着他的形象造人，并且是造男造女。
And so this means, of course, that God, he views men and women both as being created in the image of God.
所以这里就讲到神造的男和女都是按照他的形象造的。
And so one great theologian named Wayne Grudem, he puts it this way, therefore men and women have equal value to God and should be seen by us as having absolutely equal value as persons and equal value to the church.
有一个神学家叫 Wind, 他说所以呢男人和女人在神来说都是同样的价值也应该对我们来看也是同样的价值作为一个人来说并且对于教会也是同样的价值。
I think one of the reasons why throughout history we have viewed women as the inferior and lesser gender is because when God created Adam and Eve, we're told that he created Eve to be a helper to Adam.
有时候我们在历史中看到重男轻女的情况，可能是在于有些人看到好像在圣经中讲到女人是为了帮助男人而造的。
And we have even seen, and there's much written about how even this mentality and this belief has led to many people even being abusive in the context of marriage.
甚至有些人这样曲解的时候，甚至在婚姻中，对于女人甚至有这样歧视的这样的情形。
I fully believe, of course, that the woman was created to be a helper for man, but it really comes down to what does this term helper really mean?
我实在是非常相信神造女人确实是来帮助男人，但是呢，我们要明白这个帮助的意义何在。
In the Old Testament, the Hebrew word for helper is actually the Hebrew word azer.
在这个犹太的希伯来文中的这个帮助有个特别的字眼。
And we see it in some verses like this.
有些的经节中甚至这样来提到。
In Psalm 33, verse 20, it says, We wait for the Lord, He is our help and shield. And in Psalm 121, verse 2, My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth.
像在撒母耳记这33章的第20节，他这里讲到是耶和华，求你照着我们所仰望的，向我们施行慈爱。啊，这里有讲到是一个，这个帮二十节，我们的心向着等候耶和华，他是我们的帮助，我们的盾牌。这里提到帮助，啊，在诗篇的121篇第二节也说到，我的帮助是来自耶和华，是造天地的耶和华。
In both of these verses and in so many others, when we read here that our help or my help, both of them are this term of what's used, that same Hebrew word for helper.
这里面所提到的这个帮助的时候都是希伯来的字讲到帮助。
And when we look actually at the scriptures as a whole, it's very, very important and interesting because the one whom this term helper is used for the most is actually God himself.
我们看圣经中所提到帮助的时候，常常说到这个帮助的时候，就是来自这位神自己。
And we would never ever say that God is lesser or inferior as a helper.
我们绝不会说神是那个比较低下的那个来帮助我们的人，我帮助我们的。
Two great scholars, they write here, the fact that God can be said to be a helper lends great dignity and value to this role of helper. Since God is clearly not inferior to anyone, whatever the term helper entails, it's certainly not inferiority.
这里有两位神学家这样说啊，这个当我们看到事实，神实际上是讲到他是帮助者的时候，我们就知道帮助者有非常的非常大的这样的一个价值啊，因为神是这样，对任何人都不是低下的，所以呢，这个帮助里者这里面没有任何讲到低下的意思。
The scriptures do tell us that men and women we are made for different roles.
在圣经中确实讲到我们男人女人有不同的分工。
We are also created for different positions of leadership and authority.
我们也有不同的在我们的职位上和我们的权柄上有不同的分工。
But this does not mean that one gender is superior to the other one.
但是这绝不是说一个性别比另一个性别更高贵。
In our passage today, we see Jesus, he affirms the value of women.
在我们所读的今天的经节中，耶稣就肯定女人的地位。
He doesn't discriminate against this woman, but instead he freely ministers to her.
他没有来歧视妇女，却是完全的来这个为这个妇女来讲道。
And when we study Jesus' life, we see that some of his closest friends and some of his most faithful disciples were actually women.
我们看到在我们主耶稣的门徒或者跟随者中，很多都是妇女。
When Jesus was betrayed and arrested and crucified, all the male disciples would abandon him.
当主耶稣被卖并且钉十字架的时候，大部分的他的这个男的跟随者都离开了。
And when Jesus was crucified, though all the men would leave, who do we see? We see women still there at his side.
当主耶稣被钉十字架的时候，在十字架之下，很多都是妇女跟随主耶稣的。
And before his resurrection, when Jesus was still in the tomb, the male disciples continued to hide and cower in fear. But who do we see visiting Jesus in the tomb? We see women.
当主耶稣还在坟墓的时候，很多的男的信徒都躲藏起来，只有这些的妇女勇敢的来到墓地。
And who were the first ones to go and to see and witness Jesus' resurrection? Again, it was women.
谁是第一个见证主耶稣复活的呢？是妇女。
So over and over again, we see just how integral Jesus in his ministry and in his view, how men were.
我们就看到在主耶稣的他的服事当中，这些妇女是怎样的地位。
And so I pray that God will continue to open up our eyes to reveal areas where we do need to change and our minds do need to be corrected in terms of understanding these key doctrines of the faith.
我祷告，求主打开我们的眼睛，能够在这些的事情上能够被神纠正。
Let me talk about one more thing and we'll be done for today.
我们最后讲一件事情来结束。
When the disciples do come to Jesus, they know he's tired and they urge him to eat something to regain his strength.
当这些门徒来到主面前的时候，他知道主是劳累的，也饿了，需要吃东西。
And, go ahead. And Jesus, he gives a very interesting response to his disciples.
主耶稣的反应呢，是非常的有趣儿。
In verse 35, he says, open up your eyes and look at the fields because they are ready for harvest.
他讲到在第35节说，举目向前观看，庄稼已经熟了，可以收割了。
One of the key themes in the entire Bible is this idea and concept of being able to see.
啊，在整个圣经中的一个非常重要的主题之一就是能够看见。
Of course, we may have physical eyes, but the question is whether or not we are spiritually able to see.
我们当然有我们肉身的眼睛可以看，但是呢，我们到底有没有属灵的眼睛可以看？
And the scriptures talk about how our eyes need to be open to see Jesus and to understand who he truly is and what he was trying to do.
圣经讲到我们要打开我们属灵的眼睛，看到我们的主要做的和要我们做的事情。
And so we need to see him, to believe in him, and to receive eternal life.
我们要看到他，并且相信永生。
But this means that when we see Jesus and understand who he is, we also have to see what his work was.
我们这就是讲到，我们不仅要看到主他自己，而要看到他要让我们做的工作。
And our eyes have to be open to Jesus' mission.
我们的眼睛要看到主耶稣给我们的使命。
To pick and choose and say, well, I see Jesus, but I don't see this mission he has given to us.
我们不能说我们只看到耶稣，却看不到耶稣给我们的使命。
So once we see and understand who Jesus is, we have to be able to go out. We have to go out and now share and tell other people about him.
当我们看到主耶稣并且明白他的时候，我们需要去做他给我们的使命和工作。
And this is what we see with the Samaritan woman at the well.
这是我们看到在井边的撒玛利亚妇人的例子。
After her conversation, after interacting with Jesus, she goes out and we read, then the woman left with her water jar, went into town and told the people, come and see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Messiah? And they left the town and made their way to him. Verse 39 now many Samaritans from the town believed in him because of what the woman said when she testified. He told me everything I ever did.
这个撒玛利亚妇人就是这样做的，在4:28她说，那妇人就留下水罐子往城里去，对众人说，你们来看，有一个人将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来了，莫非这就是基督吗？众人就出城往耶稣那里去。第39节，那城里有好些撒玛利亚人信了耶稣，因为那妇人做见证说，他将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来了。
I'll close with this for today. I read a book recently and it gave a story or an analogy.
我用这个我最近读的一个比方来结束我今天的分享。
And he said, imagine that you are a doctor and you have a patient in front of you.
你想象你自己是个医生，你面前有一个的病人。
And the patient in front of you is extremely sick and has a terrible disease and is dying.
在你面前的病人非常的病得非常重，而且在靠近死亡的边缘。
And you actually know what is wrong with the patient, and you actually have the cure for the patient in your hand.
你手中就有来救这个病人的这样的药。
But you choose not to give the cure to the dying person.
但是你却选择不给这样的药给这个病人。
And later they ask you as the doctor, why didn't you give the cure?
有人就会问这个医生，你为什么不把这个治病的方式的来用在这个病人身上？
And your response is, I don't know what to say.
你的回答是我不知道怎么说。
Or what if they reject me?
或者说他们要是要来拒绝我怎么办？
Or it's not my gifting.
或者说这不是我的恩赐。
And the reason why I bring this up as we close for today is that studies show us that less than 5% of people who regularly go to church, 5% of Christians ever share their faith to anyone else.
因为有一个调查只讲到去教会的只有5%的人会和其他的人分享福音。
Less than 5% of us ever share the gospel to another person.
低于5%的人，我们当中啊，会和别人分享福音的好处。
And studies show that this isn't the case. It's the case not because of a lack of education or training.
这些研究也看到，不是我们没有经过教育或者是训练。
They find that many of us, most of us, have all been taught the Great Commission.
我们也提到或者讲到这个大使命。
We've been taught about how God, Jesus commands us to go and make disciples of all nations.
也被教导我们要到到去出去使万民做主的门徒。
We've been taught that, and we know that if we don't believe in the gospel, then we will be separated forever from the goodness of God.
我们也被教导，若是我们不明白、不得到这个福音，我们就会和神永远的分离。
Bringing it back to this analogy, God has given us the cure to this dying world, but we never share the cure and the news to anyone else.
就用这样的一个比方，就像我们是医生，我们有治病的这样的方法，但是我们却没有去治病人的病。
And when we're asked why we never share, we say things like, I don't know what to say, or what if they reject me, or it's not my gifting to do so.
当我们被问什么原因的时候，我们就用这些不成原因的原因来说。
And so I just want to point out in our passage today, notice what happens with the Samaritan woman.
我们就今天所讲的，就看到撒玛利亚妇人她所表现的。
When this Samaritan woman, after she meets Jesus, she didn't run to the local temple and sign up for discipleship classes.
这个撒玛利亚妇人没有到他当地的这样的圣殿里面要成为这个门徒的训练的成员。
She didn't run and sign up for missions and evangelism classes.
他也没有去参加怎么来短宣或者是传福音的这样的受训班。
She didn't go and listen to sermons and podcasts of great speakers and leaders speaking on how to share the gospel to Samaritans.
他也没有去听那些很多的伟大的传道者怎么来分享与撒玛利亚人来分享福音的这样的讲章。
No, what we see is that after encountering Jesus, this woman's eyes are open.
但是我们所看到的是这个妇人和基督和耶稣进行交流的时候她的眼睛被打开。
And she immediately runs into the town and she tells everyone that she can about Jesus and her experience.
她马上就到城里所见的人，她来传讲这位基督。
And the amazing thing is that God uses this woman really as a missionary.
这非常惊奇的就是神竟然用到这个撒玛利亚妇人来成为传道人。
This woman who doesn't have the right ethnicity,who doesn't have the right gender, and who doesn't have the right training or education or even spiritual religious background, God uses her to bring salvation to this town.
这个妇女没有对的种族、性别，没有对的教育背景、家庭背景，或者是任何的背景，但是她却成为神所用的一个器皿。
And God uses her to basically...for the entire town to come to faith and get saved.
神就用到他使整个的城能够听到福音能够被拯救。
And so I'm going to encourage all of us here, open up your eyes and see the harvest around you.
让求主让我们的眼睛也打开看到庄稼已经熟了。
see those around you who need to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ.
能够看到我们周围的人何等需要神的福音。
And I pray that God would fill us with boldness and with courage, and that we would get past all of our fears and excuses.
能够神让我们有勇敢的心，有这样的勇气来去传福音。
And I pray that we would be all moved to share and do all that we can to see these people get saved by God.
我来祷告求主，让我们可以和众人分享福音，让他们也能够因此得救。
Let's close in a word of prayer, please.
我们最后有一点祷告来结束。
Father, we come before you and we thank you for the blessing of your word.
天父，我们来到你面前，感谢你向我们所说的话。
We thank you that your word doesn't just keep us the same, but it always is transforming us from the inside out.
我们感谢你的话能够使我们从里到外的得到改变。
I pray, O God, that more and more our hearts will be in line with yours.
我祷告更多的心能够和你的心能够一致。
And Lord, that our minds would be renewed by the truth of your word.
使得我们的这个我们里面的心思意念能够被你所更新变化。
And Lord, that we would offer all of ourselves to you as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to you.
我们可以把我们自己全人奉献给你，成为活祭，讨你的喜悦。
Lord, would you help us to become true worshipers who will worship you in spirit and in truth?
主，你来帮助我们能够用心灵和诚实真正的来敬拜你的人。
Those of us here who are not sure where we stand with you, I pray, O God, that you would open our eyes to see you.
在我们当中若是还没有真正认识你的，我们求你打开我们的眼睛，能够真正的看到你是谁。
That we would believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ, and that we would receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
我们可以来相信你，并且得到你圣灵的恩赐。
Those of us who do believe, I pray that you would fill us with boldness and courage and power to go out and to get involved in the harvest work that you have called us to do.
对那些我们已经相信你的，我们求你能够来使我们有刚强壮胆，并且有我们这样的勇气，能够为你的庄稼的收割能够尽上我们的力量。
Would you please bless my brothers and sisters of this church?
请你来祝福这边的弟兄姊妹们。
Would you bless them with help, with health? Would you protect them and guide them during this difficult season?
求主来也帮助我们的安全健康，在这样的一个非常难的时期来帮助我们一切。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.